imagine now that you have 5 feet of water in your house. Everything is destroyed. My name is Thomas F. Freeman. I'm a native of Richmond, Virginia. I am one of 15 children born to Louis H. and Louise E. Freeman. I then came to Texas Southern University in 1949. I am 98 years old. This is the Thomas F. Freeman Center for Forensic Excellence. It houses the university debate team.
I want to get my spiel and get feedback.
Go ahead.
But they ain't let me get
my
spiel.
Get the spiel. Spiel.
Because I'm trying to aim you with the right information.
From a distance, these trophies don't seem to be much. But there are four complete sections of first place only trophies. Well, a young man came in, and when he saw all the trophies, he said, "How many trophies?" I said, "You want to count them? Go ahead and try to count them." And he told me he counted 2,000. And that was not all, for there were some at the warehouse. I didn't take Hurricane Harvey seriously. Water was coming down, I'm just relaxing. I'm looking at TV. I wasn't disturbed. I wasn't upset at all because I didn't even think about the fact that there's a possibility of the water coming in. And I really didn't notice it until the sheriff knocked on my door and told my wife and my son that we needed to evacuate. I said, evacuate for what? Of all the persons who came to my rescue, none contributed more than the TSU debate team.
We're here at the home of 98-year-old Dr. and Mrs. Freeman, where floods of volunteers have been pouring in for the past 2 days. Groups of volunteers include...
They volunteered their services and did the very best they could to clean up the mess, for it was a mess. Damage was immeasurable. And when you pass by the house and saw everything thrown out, you know that the damage was great. Yes, it was unlivable thereafter. Where there is a need and you can help meet that need, you make the sacrifice to meet that need, whatever the cost. You don't raise questions. You don't ask why. You don't ask what's in it for me. You just go and do what you think will help the situation.